Let us put the protamine structure in the setting of the histone octamer, so that we can review the possible rotational states for the DNA and protein chains in the most general sense. We're going to play a little modeling game now. We're going to pretend that the beta strands of the protamine P1 and P2 chains are N-termini of histone core proteins, and try to figure out what the rotational states of the protamine chains might be, and how they might connect to the histone core. We have three bodies of data to guide us. One, the protein and DNA relationships established in the protamine DNA complex. Two, the spatial relationships and other characteristics of the Luger et al. Crystal structure for the histone octamer core. And three, the conditions imposed by the requirement that whatever structure we come up with, it be at least possible to incorporate it into some sort of plausible 30 nanometer fiber, the next step up in chromatin structure, for which there are no currently agreed upon models. So, how might the histone core structure connect to these protamine chains?